focus on the rights of indigenous peoples with disability, including the dedicated attention given to indigenous women and girls with disabilities and recommendations. In addition to significant ethnic, racial, cultural, linguistic, environmental, and accessibility barriers, indigenous women and girls with disabilities face additional barriers associated with gender and age, among others. This report is particularly timely as the need of addressing intersectionality has become more evident. Climate change, humanitarian, and conflict contexts, to mention some, have distinct impacts on indigenous peoples, such as those living with disabilities, those living in rural areas, and women and girls. Yet, indigenous women with disabilities and their voices are very often absent in the processes and mechanisms to prevent and better respond to those situations. UN Women believes that it is crucial that indigenous women and girls with disabilities are active participants in the implementation of the recommendations of the report. Next year will mark 30 years since the adoption of the Beijing Platform of Action, 25 years of the Security Council Resolution 1325 on Women, Peace and Security, and the last 5 years of implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. This provides an opportunity to amplify the voices of indigenous women and girls with disabilities, including their respective organizations. Thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to the United States of America.